This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What would you do with a truck full of beer? We'll get to that in just a moment. NFL News of the Day is here. And I did see a lot of people were texting in Simone Augustus.
Simone Augustus. Yeah. Thank you so much for everybody for doing that. I really appreciate you. I just could not remember her name. Shaq, Simone Augustus, Bob Pettit, and Pete Maravich with the statues.
Pistol Pete.
That are at the...
And Alex Stein. Alex Stein. I did my Googles. He's got one too.
Alex Stein?
Yeah. Got one. It's amazing.
There it is. He's got one.
Got one.
I'm getting toasted for the way I described the Goonies, and rightly so. I was leaking confidence the whole time. I couldn't think of One-Eyed Willie, the pirate's name. It's One-Eyed Willie's treasure.
Man, we're struggling today, you and I.
That's who everybody's trying to get, is One-Eyed Willie's treasure. I might have spoiled the end, and I apologize for that. Look, we're 40 years, it's a 40-year-old movie. If you haven't seen it, you got to watch it. It's a tremendous coming-of-age film. I loved it. 877-881-1053, always the number to join the conversation. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. We got Carter Freeman running that video. And you will talk with Mike Hyka, talk some Four Nations and Dallas Stars coming up on the other side. But I did see the New York Giants looking to sell a limited stake in the team, Brian. Probably about 10% of the team the Giants are looking at possibly selling moving forward.
So that's about... they're worth, about $7 billion? Is that where we're at right now with the Giants?
Yeah, probably around
there. So 10% of that, I think, is roughly $750 million. So for that, you get better seats, a better parking spot. I can't say it. I stole that one from Andrew Brandt.
Oh, there you go.
Andrew Brandt said, the Giants are selling part of the team.
What
are you going to get? For $750 million, you're going to get better seats, better parking. And that's all.
So you got the Mara and the Tisch families. They each own 50%.
Right.
They've been in control of the organization on behalf of their families since the passing of their fathers back in 2005. How about Bob Tisch, Steve's father, bought 50% of the Giants for approximately $75 million in 91.
Yeah.
Tim Mara, John's grandfather, founded the team in 1925.
$500? $500.
$500.
Yeah.
That is nuts. Yep. So we'll see who ends up getting 10% of the New York Giants. There was parade day going on, and bleep the Pennsylvania governor. Just had to take shots at the Cowboys. I think we became America's team. I'm so damn proud of this team. People love to hate on the Eagles because people love to hate on Philly. Yeah. I think we became America's team in all of this. I hope Dallas hears this. Screw you.
Jesus!
Just bleep yourselves, okay? Just enjoy your Super Bowl win and leave us out of it. Trust me, if we ever, and it'll probably be in our dreams, but we get back to a championship and I get to watch the Cowboys be in a parade, we're not going to be talking about the Eagles, all right? Screw you.
I'm not. I know I'm not.
Golly. Yeah. You're not America's team, all right? And people do love to hate you because you're hateable. That's why.
You're sitting on the porch.
Disgusting.
Wow, looks like fun.
Saquon Barkley, though, I think, give the best gift of all time, possibly.
The beer?
He has gifted each offensive lineman a truck of beer after the Super Bowl win. A truck of beer.
I saw his goggles today. He had on his ski goggles. And they were, you know, I guess for beer splash or whatever. They had Bud Light all over him. So, yeah, he's got him a good little sponsorship with Bud Light there.
And would you wear the goggles, or would you just go ahead? And,
nah, man. The burn,
you can't be a sissy, right?
The burn's the best.
Yeah, feel the burn.
The burn's the best.
What would you do with a truck full of beer? 877-881-1053.
I'd throw a hell of a crawfish boil, though.
Yeah.
I would. I would just, I'd back that thing up, and I would find a way to, like.
Back it up, B.
Back it up and just go ahead and swing that door open, and here we go.
Swing it, man.
Yeah.
The NFL is considering a return.
Hey, my bad, I'm sorry. It's over for these guys, right? Like all the celebration and partying for the Eagles.
Yeah.
This was the crescendo, right?
This is it, yeah.
Because I want Jalen Hurts to get some relaxation.
Yeah, he needs it.
Yeah, his social battery is drained if you've been looking at him for the past 3-4 days.
Oh, no, really?
He's been burned out.
Yeah. He's going to take some relaxation, some time to himself.
Let that man put his feet up.
And then go back and they'll work on trying to repeat.
Is something going on with the fiance lady here with social? Are we getting too social?
Well, I mean, you're just asked to do so much.
Everything.
Oh, World, I see what you're saying.
Disneyland. Oh, he was on the night show.
I thought maybe the fiance was just like making him do stuff that he didn't want to do. Like,
nah, this ain't here. Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of Travis Hunter.
What? You want me to do what? I just want to sit over here. Please, just leave me alone.
Yeah. I did see, so we talked yesterday about Travis Hunter, and he's going to be working out with the defensive back group.
Yeah, they're not going to get him as a receiver, are we, at the combine? I would have requested it.
And teams will.
Oh, are they going
to
do it?
So he is expected to do wide receiver drills at the combine if necessary. So I'm assuming the if necessary is like if a team says, hey, we kind of want to see what you can do here.
I would, if I was a team, I would request it.
Yes. I want to see everything.
Yeah.
I want to see it all.
Yeah.
Come on, Travis.
I don't know if he's going to work out for me at the combine, though.
He'll probably just say that.
The smartest thing for him to do would be to go ahead and knock all this out. Get, you know, run, do what you have to do, do the position drills. And then, you know, anytime that anytime anybody comes through Colorado or wherever you're at, you know, it's just take you to dinner. You've done it. No pressure about running, no pressure about workouts, none of that. Just go ahead and knock all that out. And then you could be on easy street the rest of the way. You can relax up until, you know, you need to, till the draft. But the thing about it is you don't want to put so much pressure on you. All of a sudden you're like, well, I'm going to work out till April, you know, and you're like, oh, man, it's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
Yeah. But he's going to get drafted where he's going to get drafted.
Oh, he'll still end up going to the top five
picks. It doesn't matter. But that part, but I just, you know, it's, you know, these teams are going to want to have some numbers on him. They're going to want to have some numbers.
As they should.
We'll see if he gets them.
I'm with you when it comes to, hey, just run, because if it goes great, then okay, cool.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, you get the opportunity to run it back.
We got this thing now where these players are just not working out. They're not running 40s. They don't care, you know, like, listen, you're going to pick me or not. It doesn't matter. I mean, there's teams that would love to know how fast he really is. You know, just for the sake of being able to, like, because a lot of these teams, before we had metrics and stuff like that, we had all these numbers from combines and things. So you were able to kind of compare positions and players over mm-hmm. the years. And, you know, we're starting to lose the opportunity because some of these guys are just not giving us any numbers to do. But I hope he does work out.
I hope he does too.
Yeah.
The NFL is considering a return to Las Vegas for another Super Bowl as soon as 2029, per report.
I'll tell you what, man, the one thing that Vegas has that the Super Bowl people love is the ability with the hotel rooms. They love that. And the problem with a little bit with New Orleans, great walk-in city, but they didn't have the hotel space that some of these others have had. We'll see next year at Santa Clara, because San Francisco is a good 40, 45 miles away.
It's far. Even we were in Phoenix. I mean, it was a far drive to get to Glendale.
Yeah. Yeah.
For their stadium. But yeah. Yeah, no, the Super Bowl was a blast in Vegas. I enjoyed the distance, like from where we were in New Orleans.
I don't think we could get anything better. I know we got baseball coming up, you know, with where we're going to be for spring training. But it sounds like another one that you could experience, Zach, is the combine, because all the hotels. If you ever cover the combine, you can walk everywhere, and that to me is the most. I think it's the most important thing. Just let me walk everywhere. Just let me get to,
absolutely.
You know,
And hey, you get to do that in Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the Strip. And I guess the NFL loved it so much, they're already 5 years later looking to bring
it
back.
And that's really kind of interesting because it's one of the smallest stadiums in the National Football League.
Yeah, for ticket sales.
You lose out
some money.
But they love the hotel space.
Yeah.
Love that hotel space.
2027, it looks like that could be where the new Titans Stadium, their new Nissan Stadium, it's going to be a domed complex opening in 2027. So they might be getting that in 2028. I think they like to have a year. You have the stadium for a year, and then 2028, you end up getting that.
They work out all the bugs.
SoFi is set for 2027. So you might get SoFi and then Nashville, and then you're back in Vegas for 2029.
Any chance they take this thing to London?
I asked Mike Jones that, and he's like, logistically, just doesn't make sense. Like, they can talk about it, but I don't know that it would actually ever happen.
I think it would be really, really interesting to do. I think the league would have to figure out how to have a charter service for like media covering the event. Like, you know, they charter a couple of planes.
Yeah, and find a way to make it work
over there where, you know, you got the space, the ability to practice, but you got so many sponsors you have to cater to.
Well, then what time does the game end up being?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because like if you want to keep it the 5:30 p.m. kick here, what time does that kick off in England, or do you just move the time?
Man, I have no problem with a noon kickoff or a Super Bowl. Get that thing on air as quickly as possible.
What do they do, like 8:30 is when those London games start in the regular season, our time?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it'd be crazy if the Cowboys played one of those games. Think about our pregame going on the air at, 5:30?
I know we have a lot of guys and gals that listen to us overseas. When we went over in 2014 to the Jacksonville Cowboys game, that was the most fun I've ever had in an NFL game.
I bet it's badass.
Those fans over there are great to work with.
So Henry McKenna wrote an article. He works with Fox Sports. There's no doubt the Chiefs were exhausted going into the Super Bowl.
Here we go.
They played around 20 games for the last 3 years, finished with one of the biggest circuses in sports. The quote was, before the game, a Chiefs coach told me that media members had been asking him if going to the Super Bowl ever gets old, and he bluntly told me it does. There was legit Super Bowl fatigue from the Chiefs. It was completely clear in the first half when things escalated quickly.
Yeah.
That's just, to me, a huge eye roll. Like, maybe human nature, you go there 3 straight years, you've been there, 5 times in 6 years, whatever it is for them.
Wear and tear, maybe.
But come on. Can you imagine a world where it's like, yeah, I'm fatigued of just playing in the Super Bowl every year?
No. No.
It's crazy to me.
I can't
That's
ever.
That's an excuse.
No, I can't imagine that Philadelphia was just a much better team that
That's
day.
That's a weak-ass excuse.
They're trying to shoot him some bail.
Yeah, because
Travis Kelce came to win with that outfit he had on.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't come to lose with that outfit, bro.
No, it looks like he had taken it from Taylor's closet. Crazy. I mean, it really did. It really, really did. Speaking of Travis Kelce, Charles Omenihue, former Texas Longhorn, he thinks Travis Kelce has a lot left.
Oh, okay.
He's pleading for him to return. He's like, man, we can't go out like that.
Yeah.
That's my message to Trav, man. I need you back. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But I think Trav has a lot left. I think he has an extreme competitor. I think he's somebody that loves the game. I think in the storied career that he's had, going out like that, in my opinion, wouldn't be something that he would do.
No, I don't think so either. Did you see Omenihue was asked, I forgot which podcast he was on.
I think it was The Facility.
Was it
on Fox Sports?
Fox, okay. He was asked, when did you know that you were going to lose the game?
Oh, crap. What'd he say?
He wouldn't answer it. And they kept walking him through like, okay, you're down 14.
Yeah.
You got a chance. And then you're down 21. And then you get the second half kickoff. And they go on that drive.
It was a third 3-and-out for our offense where I realized, we're not going to do anything
today.
They were just
kind of walking him through like, okay, I can see it. You're coming back. I can see it. You're coming back. And they're like, then it got to a point where they scored again and like up to 30, and they're like, you had to know that you weren't coming back in that one, right? And he's like, man, I can't answer that. But he goes, we've all been there. We've all been there where, you know, we've all been there where you knew you were never going to come back.
You just kind of feel it in your gut. Yeah. Although with Patrick Mahomes, I mean, it was the third quarter drive the Eagles went on for me. I was like, this isn't happening.
Like that 12-play drive. Yeah,
they take up about half the quarter. It's like, this isn't happening. No. We're not going to get the magic 28-3 comeback that Brady did.
No.
Kellen Moore gets introduced yesterday as the New Orleans Saints head coach. Now,
Embrace the culture, Kellen.
Who's the owner?
Mrs. Benson.
All right, so Mrs. Gail Benson takes to the podium and introduces Coach
Moore. No, did she mess up?
Yeah.
We wanted a coach that was exceptionally bright, creative, and most importantly, a tremendous leader. I believe that is exactly what we have in Ellen Moore.
Who the f*** is that guy?
Ellen Moore?
Oh, no.
I do love the accent, though. Like, true Louisiana.
She is. She's a New Orleans socialite for sure. Man, gosh, they got it.
Ellen Moore.
PR department needs to, if they had an E in front of that instead of a K.
Maybe they did. Maybe they just misspelled it for her.
And Ellen Moore. Ellen.
Oh, gosh, he has to.
It was bad. So then Kellen Moore is asked about Derek Carr. Okay, what do you think about Carr's future with you? Is he going to be your starting quarterback,
good luck,
Kellen?
With this.
You mentioned talking about the cap situation, one of those cap hits, and guys prevalent with that is obviously quarterback Derek Carr. What do you think about him when looking at his tape, and do you view him as being the week one starter for this team with you as head coach?
Yeah, Derek's a tremendous quarterback in this league. I've had so much respect for him, the journey that he's been on. He's a starter in this league. He's a premier player in this league. He's had a great journey, obviously going from Fresno State to the Raiders and now here. Really excited to team up with him and go through this process. And so just like any player on this roster, I just got here a few days ago, and I'm excited to go through this journey with all of them.
About Derek, do you view that as you guys have a decision to make at quarterback, or you view it as Derek Carr as a quarterback?
I view it as Derek Carr is a tremendous starting quarterback in this league. We're fortunate to have him, and we're excited to go through this process, as we build this roster together. Again, I'm meeting these guys for the first time the last few days. I'm really excited to meet more of them, and this will be a lot of fun.
Ellen Moore.
Multiple texts. Boy, Kellen Moore sounds like he is a Jason Garrett clone.
He learned from the best.
He did, and he does.
He learned from the best of say a lot, but don't say anything.
The great thing is he actually played against Derek Carr in college.
In college, he did.
Toasted him. Yeah. Boise State beat up on Fresno State 57-7. Derek Carr went 17 of 30 for only 126 yards and a pick. Meanwhile, Kellen Moore went 23 of 31, 254 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he didn't even play the last quarter and a half of the game.
The Valley.
Man. Yeah. We'll see what happens with Derek Carr. I think that's another quarterback that's going to be looking for a new home. We'll have more NFL news of the day coming up for you a little bit later on in the program. But up next, let's talk Mike Hyka, senior writer for DallasStars.com. What's he think about the Four Nations and the second half of the Stars?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For season, about to catch up with Mike Hyka, DallasStars.com. Their senior writer, segment brought to you by Frankel and Frankel. Wolchuk alongside Broadus. We do want to encourage you to come out tomorrow. We're going to be at Hurtado Barbecue in Dallas for a live edition of Love of the Star. So we're going to be out there at 11 a.m., their new location in Dallas, right by the Farmers Market. We're going to tape it. We're going to talk Cowboys football with you. We'll talk NFL draft. We're going to be hanging out there until 2 o'clock. It'll be Brian Broadus, myself, Zach Wolchuk, and Eric Chiafalo. All of us hanging out there with you tomorrow at Hurtado Barbecue in Dallas. We got Krusty's Corner coming up on the other side. Top of the hour, John Machota of The Athletic will join us to talk more Dallas Cowboys as well. But right now, it's time to welcome in Mike Hyka of DallasStars.com, senior writer who will be joining us in just a moment as we're trying to get Mike on the phone. I was just talking to you about this off air, Brian.
Yeah.
Darren Rizzi just got a job with the Denver Broncos to be their new special teams coordinator, as we were talking New Orleans Saints. Dolphins also have officially released cornerback Kendall Fuller, running back Raheem Mostert, and tight end Durham Smythe. Smythe, I guess, was their longest tenured player, but Raheem Mostert, wonder how much he's got left. I mean, that is a productive back. Certainly is a touchdown machine. I think led maybe the league in touchdowns a couple of years ago. Raheem Mostert, I'd kick the can on that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that to me, and this is the great thing when you get all this, you start getting free agency news and guys getting released, and you know, unfortunate for them, but you know, now we could sit down and watch that tape and kind of figure out, okay, is this a low cost, you know, high opportunity value here with a player. You know, is he better than what you're playing with? And, you know, maybe is a guy that you could pair with another guy in that running back room. So yeah, I'm looking forward to kind of taking a peek and see what we got with the player.
Okay. I got a text from Mike. He's gonna call us. He said his phone's not working.
Oh.
And Mike's a guy who's been doing this for a long time. Maybe this is like you. Oh, now he's calling me. He's calling my
I left him a voice message, too. You heard.
I'm going to forward him our hotline number here, Lucius, as we're producing on the fly.
Sweet,
and I'm
going to
have him call this number. Okay, call this number, Mike. Call it. I also saw some interesting stuff when it came to Debo Samuel, Brian.
I've got something for you, by the way, at 3:40.
Okay.
Because there's something, there's this mock draft that I saw, and it's got all these trades in front of the Cowboys. So, yeah, we'll see what you think about this. And are you interested in being involved? Because
there are
like three or four trades that happen right in front of you.
And are they like players, like veteran NFL players included?
Veteran players are included. Sweet. In the trades. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, I saw the Niners. There's a report out that they're supposed to designate post June 1. release Debo.
Okay.
He's right now like 20 pounds overweight. He's not in football shape. There's some bad stuff coming out about Debo. Maybe this is a smear campaign. I don't know. But let's welcome in Mike Hykus, senior writer for DallasStars.com. Mike, thank you for giving us some time. Sorry about you know, the technology there. It can get to all of us. How the hell are you doing, man?
I'm good. It's my fault, lads. I think my phone blocks some of these radio station calls, and so it is what it is.
I don't blame you, man. I'd probably block our number two if I were you. What do you think of the Four Nations, man? What a third period it was for Team USA last night. Now we get the big matchup tomorrow with Team USA and Canada.
Yeah, it's an interesting. It's funny. Just in talking to hockey people, it's almost like a warm up for the Olympics. So you want to get excited, but you don't want to get too excited. But I will tell you what, when you see like Kachuk, Eichel on a line together, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
These guys haven't played like this before. Or you see Crosby passing to MacKinnon. You're like, oh, that has never happened before. Then, you know, yeah, you're sitting there and going like, it's weird a little bit because it's only four nations, but it's also really cool to see these guys competing together.
Hey, Mike, you know, did you have a chance to talk to Otter about it before he left? And was he excited about being a part of this? Or was it, you know, hey, okay, I'm just going to do what I have to do and then try and get off my feet the rest of the time?
Nope, he was very excited. He's, you know, it's funny because they haven't really done this much.
Right.
I think the last one was 2016 where it was really, you know, the best players in the NHL facing off against each other. And Jake played in the U.S. development program, so he, you know, was kind of Team USA for that. He's played for them, I think, six different times in World Juniors and World Championships. So he was very excited. And the other thing about Jake is interesting, and this is maybe just a hockey mentality, is he doesn't mind being a backup or helping in any way that he can. And, you know, he will go to practice and, you know, help the Eichels and the Kachuks get ready and think, okay, well, I'm playing my role to help the team win. So, yeah, it is one, hard, but two, I think he's very excited. The other interesting thing is, and I know it doesn't really mean much, but if you were to take the top 12 goalies that are there and say, okay, Team Finland, which goalie do you want? And, you know, you can't have Hellebuck because he's starting for USA. I think they would all take Jake. And he would start on any other country's team. So there's a certain amount of, hey, I'm doing everything I can, and I just haven't been playing behind the best goal in the NHL right now.
Well, we know the Stars love their Finns. Granlund had a nice assist last night. What was your assessment, you know, prior to this break of the trade so far, bringing over Granlund and CeCe from the Sharks?
They're both guys. I think the team, I would say the right player at the right time. Tanev last year was the exact right player, right-handed defensive defenseman at the right time. And I think he helped them get to the Western Conference Final. Before that, they got, who was it? Matt Zuccarello was, he got hurt in the Chicago game, but then came back in the playoffs and played really well. So they have a tendency to find the right guy at the right time. I think that Granlund for sure has a chance to be the right guy at the right time because he's played with Matt Duchene before and he's looked pretty good with him in these four games. And then he also knows the Finns. He's not what you would call a real game changer. It's not like, you know, they're getting a huge piece, but he could be a really good depth piece, especially if Tyler Seguin struggles whenever he comes back. If Tyler's, you know, can't come back, then having Granlund's almost necessary. If he can come back, then having Granlund, I think, can be really helpful, whether that's with Duchene, which is where Seguin was playing, or on another line. He's like Dadonov. He's a guy who can help pretty much any line. So that one's good. And CeCe is CeCe. He's a, again, right-handed defenseman. He's a good player. I don't think he's a great player. He's, you know, potentially past his prime. But again, you could say that about Tanev too. And I think Tanev was a really good piece for them last year. So I think both players are you know, what they need. The question becomes, of course, do they need one more?
Right, exactly. So Mike Hykus joining us here in the G-Bag Nation. Do you expect Jim Neal to still be aggressive here before the deadline to try and add another defenseman?
I think he will. It's a real interesting debate. And, you know, the guys hanging around practice, we have this debate all the time. Because whoever they might get, so the fact that Seguin is out, the fact that, you know, you could possibly ride Miro to the end of season, get his These are all LTIR situations where you get cap space and you could add a player who has a big salary because you have players who haven't played in months. And so they have that option now. And I think the Stars would definitely like to look at a couple of these players. They're very expensive on contracts, but that also means they're going to be expensive for what the other team wants. And so then the names that will probably start getting thrown out are Stamkoven, Bork, Bischel. And the question becomes, are you willing to give up one of those players in a draft, but probably no draft pick, to get Noah Dobson or Seth Jones or somebody like that who would be a really high-level defenseman? And, you know, the debate always comes down to, well, they gave up Jerome McGinley to get Joe Nieuwendyk. Now, Jerome McGinley went on to become a Hall of Famer for Calgary, but you also won a Stanley Cup because of Joe Nieuwendyk. So Right. Is it worth it to dangle some of their best young players to get what you hope would be the missing piece?
Hey, Mike, this might be an unusual question, but you've lived this for a long time. The Dallas Star fan, do you think they give a damn about the other sports here, like the Cowboys or the Mavs or anything like that? Are they kind of their own group, their own people?
No, I definitely think they do. It's interesting. There's a lot of Rangers fans just because of the fact that that's all you can do in the summertime, and I think these guys are sports fans.
Sure.
But I also think there are a lot of Mavericks fans, a lot of Cowboys fans, and a lot of college sports fans for sure. Texas, OU, A&M, you know, there's a lot of that in this group. There are some people, and it's funny, I never understood it because I like all sports. The people who say, oh, hockey's better than every sport, and you got to love hockey more than any other sport. There are people like that. But I disagree with them, and I think most people do. You know, there's a handful of rabid hockey fans, but I think most people are just good sports fans. And this is a great area to be a sports fan. I'm from Michigan,
sure.
And you know, to hang out down here and see everything that you get to see.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's Luka or whether that's the Cowboys blown up, or I mean, it's all very intriguing. So I do think that most of these hockey fans also like other sports.
And I was going to ask you this because Jim Neal has done such a great job of building his team. Have you ever had any conversation with him, like when another sport, say in Dallas, makes a trade or does something, and he's like, wow, I wouldn't have done that, or boy, that's surprising. Is there ever any talk about the other general managers in the area?
I don't have those conversations with him because I think he's very reserved on his opinions on other people.
Sure.
One, you know, I've as a journalist, I've always lived by the code of you can say 10 great things about somebody and one bad thing, and the only thing they'll ever remember is a bad thing. And I think Jim keeps his opinion, you know, even when he's just making deals,
right,
he keeps everything hockey-wise tight to the vest. And then I think, you know, in another sport, I think he would feel a little uncomfortable with it. I do know that he was, when he was in Detroit, he was a big friend with the Illich family.
Right.
And they also own the Tigers.
The Tigers baseball,
so
yeah.
He went to Tigers games all the time. So I think he is a big baseball fan. I think he's very knowledgeable about what goes behind the scenes in baseball. So if there was a GM or a front office that he would, you know, converse with, it would be the Rangers, I think, because he's very smart about baseball.
Mike Iko with us here on 105.3 The Fan. This is probably an unfair question, Mike, but is there any update on Miro? What's the hope on if he's able to come back? Is it maybe just the playoffs, if at all?
They're holding it real. Like, I wish they would tell us more because a knee injury could be anything from an ACL to arthroscopic surgery, and you're only out for, you know, they're saying month to month, but month to month could be, you know, what would that be, 8 weeks? 8 weeks doesn't sound so bad, but, you know, the ACL is, okay, he might be able to play in the playoffs. So they're keeping it really tight to the vest. I'm hopeful that he might play before the end of the season. Again, you got to factor in whatever the LTIR is that would help you get somebody. Like, Seth Jones makes $9 million a year.
Sure.
So if you were to get him, you would use up, I think, all your LTIR. If that's the case, maybe you have to let Miro sit until the playoffs start, because once the playoffs start, all the salaries go off the books. and you don't have to worry about salary cap anymore. If they don't get a player like that, and LTIR is not an issue at all, then maybe they sit there and go, Miro, do you want to try to play? And then, you know, then it becomes more of a read and react to how's your knee feeling, your skating, you know, all of that stuff of, you know, can you do this? But they aren't telling us anything. And that is one of the hard things about hockey with fans is they want to keep everything hidden. And they use the excuse that, hey, an opponent could target us. And I get that. But, I mean, same in football. I mean, football, you can get targeted, too. I think the fact that there's more gambling in football forces football and maybe even basketball to be more transparent. Hockey, the commissioner, the coaches, the GMs all want everything to be secret. And so then basically they allow that to be secret. So we'll see. I mean, I'm hopeful he can play before the end of season. My guess is he certainly will be ready for the playoffs. But they're not telling us anything.
Mike, was it a dirty play? Was that, or is no. it just a it no, just a it was a hockey Stone a hockey almost, collision?
Yeah. It's so Mark Stone is an interesting player because he is a little bit edgy at times.
And yeah.
He's the target of Jamie Benn or whoever it is who wants to draw him into the fray. But he's also been injured a lot, and I tend to think that players who have been injured are certainly not going to purposely injure another player or even play risky. What happened on that particular play was that Roope Hintz stick or skate got into Mark Stone's skate and Mark Stone fell. And like there are people who I've heard say, well, you should be able to control your fall. He controlled his helmet into Miro's knee. And I'm like, well, have you ever seen a guy fall into a board where, you know, you're the one who's going to get hurt, right? The board's not going to get hurt. And you still can't control yourself. Your face goes into the board or your head goes into the board. I think it's a really hard thing to control. Mark Stone said afterward it was a complete accident. I believe him. I think if you look at the tape, if you go to the Zapruder film, you know, frame by frame, he clearly was tripped by something. And then he just fell really awkwardly. So I don't think it was a dirty play.
Mike, thank you so much for the time, man. We always love talking hockey with you, and we'll have you back on soon.
Yeah, I would love to see it. I'm looking forward to this playoffs. I really think they have a chance to win it all.
Let's go get that Lord Stanley's Cup, man. Best trophy in all of sports. Thank you so much. Mike Hyka with us here on 105.3 The Fan, senior writer for DallasStars.com. Also, you can check out the Spits and Suds podcast.
Yeah.
Odyssey podcast, of course. The Hockey Hawk, Gavin Spittle, managing all of that. Okay, let's do some Krusty's Corner coming up next. Brian, where are we going?
Yeah, we'll check. There's a mock draft where there's all kinds of trading going on in front of you. We'll talk about that next.
That is our G-Bag of the Day winner, Lucius Alexander. I don't think that I let it be known. But yeah, Lucius, you won the vote by 55.
Not a fan of that at all, too. I went back and see if I could vote, and it was already, like, done.
Yeah.
Nobody else could vote.
You know, I did it for just 15 minutes just for that segment.
I was pretty upset about that.
I'm sorry. You
I think
won.
That thing got, like, 60% of the vote.
It did. Well, 56% of the vote, and then the kid talking about the house fire was, like, 31%
of
the vote.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you are our G-Bag of the Day. You can rehear that during LA Live at 5:40, a little bit later. We'll have What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up at 5:20 as Gavin is out. He's in San Diego for a soccer tournament with the kiddo. Eric hosting this morning, doing fine work with that guy, Bobby Belt, in for Sean and RJ. But you got me, Zach Wolchuk, alongside Brian Broaddus. Of course, you got the greatness of Lucius Alexander. But right now, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement, Brian.
Zach, thank you very much, and thank you very much to Reliant. And Lucius, thank you very much for the cheese. I'm going to put this thing to really good use. I got a lot of ideas for what I'm going
to do. Your brain's just racing right
now.
What can I do
that
with
is,
cheese?
That's some quality cheese right there, so I'm going to do some things with that. So thank you guys very much for that. Okay, we're into the mock drafting season. And Zach, are people sending you mock drafts? Have you got involved with that? Do you comment on most of them? Do you answer back?
Or not all of them. If I'm able to, I will. But a couple of people were sending some good ones.
I find myself kind of liking them more than commenting on them. But you know, people are like, hey, how'd I do? If I give you a like, like, okay, I like what you did there. But I'm just kind of waiting for it to be like, I think these grades and these players are all going to kind of catch up to where the players will be like in the right spot. That they're not like third round guys showing up in the seventh round.
Yeah. Like that Elijah Roberts guy from SMU I brought up, like some guy mocked him in the seventh. I'm like, Elijah Robertson can go in the seventh round. Kobe Bryant from Kansas, I've seen go late.
These are all fourth
round. He's a high pick.
Yeah, these are third, fourth round players. All right, this is from Pro Football Focus. By the way, we didn't talk to Pro Football Focus when we were at the – I saw those guys. They do not like me at all.
They sat down like Steve and then Sam Monson. Good visits with them.
But they were being really nice about it. I don't think they're too happy with it, but I think they do some good stuff.
I think they moved over. Aren't they with the 33rd team now?
Did they move them over?
They moved.
Okay. Well, I didn't even notice. I'll tell you, their draft coverage, though, is pretty good. They've got a mock draft, and they did this post-Super Bowl, and it's interesting because there's like kind of like chaos in front of where Dallas is picking, and I wonder if they just did this to kind of make it different and stir things up. And you never know how a draft's going to, when the commissioner stands up there and says, okay, well, let's open the draft, and here we go, and then everybody's, let's go, and you're sitting in the room, and here we are. But this is the way this draft went down for the for Pro Football Focus. Tennessee Titans, with the first pick, they take Abdul Carter, the edge from Penn State.
Ooh.
So there's not a quarterback there. They take the edge. The Cleveland Browns, they're going to pass on a quarterback too. They're going to take Travis Hunter, the wide receiver, cornerback from Colorado. So we get down to the third pick. Well, here's Travis Hunter. Well, they got Travis Hunter going twice here. This is they're showing give a little idea. Okay, the Giants, third pick. Shedeur Sanders goes to with the third pick.
Is your first quarterback off the board.
So Carter, Hunter, sorry about the confusion there, and then it was Sanders to the Giants at three. New England takes tackle Will Campbell from LSU at number four.
All right,
here we go. Trade with the fifth overall pick. The 49ers come up and draft Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan.
That is a very 49er aggressive move.
The 49ers receive the 2025 first round pick, which is the fifth pick overall. Jacksonville is doing the trade, and they receive a 2025 first round pick, which is number 11, and Deebo Samuel.
Ooh, okay. So Deebo goes to you're San Francisco, that's easy. Like, you're about to trade him or just cut him outright.
Right. So here it is, a swap 5 for 11 and Deebo Samuel, to get to that spot. Okay, we get to the sixth pick. It'd be the Las Vegas Raiders. They're going to take Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami, is who they're going to take at six. The Jets at seven are going to take Tyler Warren, the tight end from Penn State.
Okay.
That'd be a very Jet-like thing to do, by the way. Carolina is going to take edge Mike Green.
Oof.
From Marshall with the eighth overall pick.
Love it.
The Saints are going to take Ahmad Mimbu.
Okay. This guy's going crazy right now. Everybody's loving Mimbu.
Mimbu, yes.
The Mizzou guard.
Yeah. Okay, the 10th pick. The Cleveland Browns are now trading with the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
The Bears receive a 2025 first-round pick. That's number 10. A 2026 first-round pick, and edge Myles Garrett.
Okay, so the Bears get Garrett.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the Bears,
they got the money for him.
The Bears are the ones that ended up trading for Garrett here. So, like I say, right ahead of you, you got a couple of trades going off.
Deebo,
Myles Garrett going off. At 11, another trade.
Ooh.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars, from the 49er trade. They're going to take Will Johnson, the corner Michigan here.
That'd be a pen throw. Like, darn it.
Yeah. Like
would have been, like him, but don't love him.
What's the biggest thing with Will Johnson that bothers you?
I don't know. It's just...
lack of speed?
I think it's mainly the lack of speed, and I didn't see a top 10 type of player.
Oh, I didn't either.
And that's where kind of he was originally projected.
He was slotted as a guy in the top. Yeah, the top.
I just like some of the other corners more. I like Revell more from East Carolina. I like Barron a little bit more from Texas.
I do too. Okay, with the 12th pick, Dallas is on the clock. Okay, let me ask you something. Are you Are you worried about, we saw a couple of trades ahead of you. Are you worried about, say, Jacksonville bailing again? If they've already shown they're going to bail, they bailed out of 5 to get to 11. Do you worry about them bailing again, that people knowing that Dallas...
Somebody comes up to go get the runner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you worry about that?
I think it could happen, absolutely. I think people have done that. We've seen the Cowboys get jumped several times in past years for players, like Dalton Kincaid. A couple of years ago with the Bills, for instance, there were rumors the Cowboys loved Kincaid. Here comes Buffalo. They're going to go and jump him for him.
Would you be worried about a team like Seattle jumping up?
I guess you got to be worried about Seattle.
Seattle,
they don't need a running back.
They covet running backs, though.
But they do. Yeah. I mean, they've drafted Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker in the second round back-to-back years.
You worry about the Broncos coming ahead of you.
I do worry about Denver.
So that's at 20 right there. So that's just very Sean Payton-like to, like, understand, like, to, like, he, you know, he has a great relationship with the Joneses, but he's always doing something to mess with them.
Well, that would mess with them.
Like he took Jerry's when we were at the combine there at St. Elmo's, and there's only this one bottle of wine that Jerry loves. Sean Payton went in there and ordered it before Jerry got it.
Oh, when he was with New Orleans,
and he signed the bottle. You know, sorry, Jerry, that kind of thing. But do you worry about somebody coming up ahead of you, though?
You do. And I'm worried in general, just like a run on running backs. Like, we can assume, oh, you can go get your guy in the second or the third.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're going to be able to get your guy in the second or the third this year.
Yeah, you've said that. You've been real consistent
I'm pretty nervous about that.
But they have you taking Ashton Jeanty here. And just to give you an idea who goes after you here in the last minute I have, Miami takes Malachi Starks. He started off as a top five guy.
People are kind of figuring out, okay, he's not quite as high as we thought he was.
Trade behind you is the Chargers are trading with the Colts, and that's where McMillan goes, to the Chargers.
See, okay, if McMillan's on the board, you can't pass on McMillan at 12.
You're going to take
him. And I'm one that'll argue, like, why am I taking a wide receiver if you don't want to take a running back? I'd be cool with taking the runner. But McMillan, I think, there's a massive drop-off for me between McMillan and the next group of receivers. Like, I think you got to take McMillan there over Jeanty.
See, what happens is at 14, McMillan's gone. At 15, Luther Burden's gone to the Falcons.
And then, you lose them all.
Yeah, you start losing all these guys.
Like Buko, I'm sure, will be not far behind him.
Not far behind at all. So you wonder, but you would if McMillan's there, you're taking
him. I'm taking McMillan.
Over Jeanty.
I think I would take him over Jeanty. And they're right next to each other on my board. Is so that's not really, I value both.
If you had to stack him, you going to stack McMillan over Jeanty?
I think I do have him one spot ahead of Jeanty.
There you go. Okay. You got it then.
Yeah, that's tough, though. I love both those guys, but I think I'd lean McMillan in that situation.
There you go. All right.
Krusty's Corner every day at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's talk more football. John Machota of The Athletic joins us next on The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.